Hi there, and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your host, and this show is all about learning new ways to stop feeling out of control of habits that have gotten you in their grip. If you have that look good going on the outside, but you're covering up a feeling bad on the inside, you know what I mean. And this show is for you. This show is for you if you're a person who has a habit that's creating problems for yourself or others, or if you're a person who cares about someone with a problem habit. I'm a habit change expert, and I've been supporting a lot of people for almost 30 years. I started working with people who deal with serious problem habits, the kind that lead to legal problems like DUIs, or medical problems like heart disease and injuries from being too numbed out to know what they're doing, job problems and relationship problems. But you know what? Along the way, I learned that no matter how big or small a habit problem is on those levels, when it's got you in its grip, it feels big to you. And I also learned about ways to handle things no matter what your habit is. And of course, there are ways that you can manage your small problem habits so they don't have to get so big and out of control. And if you're like most people, once you realize there's a problem, getting support to help you get out of it makes a big difference. And once you get to the other side of the problem, you know it's a good thing to reinforce your changes by continuing to get support. So this show is for you too. Let's see, the last few episodes we've been talking about fitting self-help groups into your life, getting a sense about whether or not they're right for you, checking out alternatives if they're not a fit. Today we're going to talk about something that's more about you and not so much about external life circumstances that restrict your ability to connect with others. And that's when, no matter how many resources there are out there, you feel isolated and you stay isolated, so you're not just stuck in your habit, you're stuck in your isolation. Not fun. Okay, so let's shift the energy so that you can get a chance to slow down and attune to yourself. In this show, we have some sayings, and one is, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. So our weekly practice is an opportunity to receive yourself. Here we go. And the invitation for this exercise is to take a moment to be attentive to your own ebb and flow right now. No matter where you are or what posture you're in, whether you're standing, sitting down, walking, riding your bike, or even just lying down, just take note of your general energy in the moment. And that's, you know, kind of getting a sense of your own baseline. And maybe you have a felt sense of this. I feel tight, I feel anxious, I feel joyful, calm. If words don't come up, that's okay. For some people, it works to do kind of a scale based on your comparison with yourself, knowing yourself. I'm at a 10 today. Well, right now I'm at about a 7. I feel more like a 2. So first you just get a sense of your own baseline on a general level. Low energy, high energy, somewhere in between. Do you have a sense that you're moving slow or fast? Or again, somewhere in between. And that's on the level of general state. But you might actually also feel different rhythms in different parts of you. I use the word geography because you can experience yourself, your whole self, as a whole world. So in terms of geography, there's a level of local areas. So for instance, when your bladder is full, don't you give voice to your needs in that area of you or from that area of you? Your bladder says, hey, you. When your stomach is grumbling, if you're really listening, aren't you giving voice to its rhythm? And I'm saying you instead of it. It's not your bladder it or your stomach it. It's your bladder as a part of you. Your stomach is a part of you. Same thing would be true if you have a headache. If you're just thinking, your mind is busy. Your mind is not you. It's only a part of you. Check in with where you experience yourself. Where is there a quiet pulse or an activity or energy that stands out? This whole energetic field, what you call your body, it's made of millions of cells. Each of those cells has a pulse. Each of those cells ebbs and flows. And some of them are in sync with their neighbors, and like the cells of the muscles that join together to flex your arms. And some are different. The cells that form the shape of your heart, well, it's in contact with the cells of your blood that flow through your heart. In fact, you know, you could even check that pulse out directly. This is a good moment to do that. Just hold one thumb in the palm of your hand. And kind of grip the hand around your thumb and just feel the pulse of your thumb. Or you can place two fingers on your neck, on either side of the center, just below your jaw. And even if this pulse doesn't make itself apparent right now, if you sit with it, practice attending to it, you'll start recognizing it more easily. This involves a level of sensory experience. You sending your pulse throughout you, including to the cells of your brain, where they end up being translated into what we call thoughts, images, sounds, memories. So just take a moment and literally check your pulse. Feel your own aliveness. And then bring yourself back out to noticing your general state, your general mood, just as you do this practice. Then touch back with any local area that's calling to your attention. What's changed since you started the exercise? You may notice some changes, because everything in life changes. This is a practice in attuning to yourself by putting your physical experience in the foreground. So you may be thinking, but you can let that be in the background. And over time, you'll find that the more you do this, the more you learn about how you function. The more you do this, the more you're developing skills in managing your own change process. The benefit just keeps multiplying. And that's why I say the more you give to any practice like this, the more it gives back to you. And of course, it's really nice. You don't have to be an expert to do this. You can just benefit from small changes in your journey, little by little. So maybe you can continue to be attentive as we make a transition away from the exercise and into our topic. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I thank you for listening. And I've learned about effective ways to work with what all behavior patterns have in common. So if you're dealing with a serious problem habit, even if the problem is a habit that someone else has, you can benefit from learning new methods for dealing with the situation. So I invite you, come to habitsintohealth.com so that you can find that uniquely individual path to the peace and serenity you want for your life. You can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire to get you started. Okay, so we've been talking for the last few weeks about self-help groups and how you can sort through your interest or even your reluctance to give them a shot. Last time we talked about what to do if you live in an area where there aren't any support groups that fit your particular habit, or if you live in a small community where it's really hard to get that anonymity you wanted. And of course, these days anybody can find a self-help group online. Most groups have that option on their websites. And hey, this podcast is online too, isn't it? So I guess I should mention that if you come to habitsintohealth.com, you can find a list of links to find all kinds of options. And if you want to listen to all the episodes in this series about self-help groups, go to habitsintohealth.com and look for self-help in the search box on the top right. I posted links to resources with the podcast in this series. And we've been discussing topics like how long has your habit been a problem? How long have you been trying to turn it around without any success? What have been the consequences around your problem habit? And also dealing with social support circles. Online support is easy to find, as long as you're plugged into the wired world. The truth is there's nothing like live and in-person. And I mean, do you still go out to concerts or know people who do? Why bother if you can listen online? And you know why. It's because being with each other in person, seeing something in person, experiencing something personally, is something that most of us want. And here's the deal. It's a whole lot different thing to walk into a concert than it is to walk into a self-help meeting. Ain't that the truth? Personally, I know how hard it is. I've done it. And if you've tried it, you've done it. So let's talk about, what if it's harder than hard? What if you're extremely shy and feel nervous about meeting new people? Or maybe you're a loner and you don't talk to very many people except, oh, hello, at the grocery checkout counter. What if you're a celebrity, even if it's just in your town, and you want more privacy than you can get by just walking into a room full of strangers, many of whom may think they know you, but don't really? Or related, let's say you're a public servant, and revealing yourself just feels too dicey and too vulnerable. You need to have a place that you can talk where you don't have to deal with that level, at least not yet. Or maybe you're in a big fight with someone else who goes to meetings in your town, and you just don't want to be around that person. It'll just lead to more fights. What if you're just too damn embarrassed about your habit, and you don't want a whole bunch of people to know? So there might be lots of reasons walking into a self-help group is harder than hard. Shoot, there may be some other reason that I haven't even mentioned. You can send me your input. Go to the website at habitsintohealth.com and click on the contact link and let me know what you're dealing with. Your comments are kept private if you make a comment on the podcast area itself. So just let me know if you don't want them posted. Or you can use a different name than your own. The point is if you send me a message by clicking the comment area underneath the podcast on the website, it won't be posted if you tell me you don't want it to be. And you can also go to the contact me, and there's an email address where you can reach me. Now, even though I can tell you that I have worked with people in every one of the categories that I've mentioned, every one of the situations, lonely, shy, celebrity, public servant, fighting with someone, embarrassed. And, you know, over time, I've worked with people who found ways to find support from others. Sometimes not in a self-help group, sometimes in other ways. You know, there's a path for everybody. And your path may not be going into self-help groups. Or maybe it's not true for now. So you're going to want to find a different way. And that's where professional counseling comes in. Let's look at those categories. If you're shy or a loner, maybe just getting used to talking to one person is enough. And if you're a celebrity or a public figure, either on a small local scale or bigger than that, it could be really important to have support from someone who isn't supposed to tell anybody they know you, much less talk about the information that you share. It's also true that if you're having difficulties with other people that you've met through self-help groups, a counselor or a therapist can help you sort things out and make some choices about your best direction. And if you're just plain embarrassed, professional counselors know better than to shame you about something you're seeking help for. And a lot of us are, you know, experienced. We've supported people in a lot of different areas. And I've certainly worked with people who feel embarrassed and they feel alone, like I'm the only one. And because of my experience, I know that they're not. And so I can be a really good listening ear. Of course, I know that not all counselors are made equal. And you'll want to find someone who's a good fit for you. You'll want someone who doesn't have the agendas that other people do and who can help you look beneath that problem habit of yours to help you find a way out. And you might have to meet a few counselors who aren't a fit for you before you find the right person. And even if you think you found the right person, you want to make sure that he or she is a legitimate therapist. And that means checking with your government agency, either a city, state, province, national, to make sure that the counselor has gone through the legal training and is qualified to serve you. And you might say, well, I'm still not so sure. I invite you to ask yourself, what's the price that you pay for sticking it out alone? You continue to stay stuck in your problem habit, maybe having some good days, but always winding back into those rough days. You may get to stay stuck and feeling helpless, hopeless, wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you. You get to keep hurting. And, you know, if you're still feeling blocked about taking this step of just breaking through that isolation that you feel, just keep coming back to this podcast so that you can give yourself reminders and practice the exercises we do, even though you're doing them alone. This can prepare you for a day when you'll feel more ready. Actually, that includes listening next week, because I'll be talking about what it may mean if you're not feeling ready. We'll do some exploration of that whole issue about how do you know you're ready? What's your reluctance all about? For now, though, it's time for me to sign off. And if you think you want some help turning your old habits around, consider coming to habitsandhealth.com. Ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire. Give yourself a chance to look for some healthy possibilities for your future. And remember also to be kind to yourself this week. Okay? You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. Lately, I've been saying something that really, really matters to me. And that is that this is all about helping you stop feeling out of control over your unhealthy habits and start creating that life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Thanks so much for joining me.